Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Being at the NRA event, God bless you. Good indicator. But if you can't go home and get everybody in your life to clean house in this vile, evil, America-hating administration, I don't even know what you're made of. If you can't galvanize and promote and recruit people to vote for Mitt Romney, we're done. We'll be a suburb of Indonesia next year. Our president, attorney general, our vice president, Hillary Clinton, they're criminals. They're criminals. And if you take that adamant, we the people, defiance, remember, we're Americans because we defied the game. We didn't negotiate and compromise with the game. We defied the emperors. We are patriots. We are brave hearts. We need to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November.
Here's Ted Nugent with some of the remarks he made recently in an NRA convention. Let's get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show features a lot of variety, and for those of you who haven't heard this yet, here are the controversial comments in context where Nugent, Ted Nugent, may have gone a bit overboard in his support for Mitt Romney.
If you can't get a couple of hundred people each of you, some of you, I bet you can get a couple thousand. Your goal should be able to get a couple of thousand people per person who's here to vote for Mitt Romney in November. If you don't know that our government is wiping its ass with the Constitution, you're living under a rock someplace. And that there's a dead soldier, an airman, a marine, a seaman, a hero of the military that just got his legs blown off for the U.S. Constitution. And we got a president and attorney general who doesn't even like the Constitution. We got four Supreme Court justices who don't believe in the Constitution. Does everybody know here that four of the Supreme Court justices not only determined you don't have the right to keep and bear arms, four Supreme Court justices signed their name to a declaration that Americans have no fundamental right to self-defense. That sounds like a stoned hippie. That doesn't sound like a Supreme Court anything. It sounds like a supremely intellectually vacuous punk. To think that a human could think that humans don't have a basic right to self-defense is so bizarre to me as to my brain can't accept the information. And if you want more of those kinds of evil, anti-American people in the Supreme Court, then don't get involved and let Obama take office again. Because I tell you this right now, if Barack Obama becomes the president in November again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year. Being at the NRA event, God bless you, good indicator. But if you can't go home and get everybody in your lives to clean house in this vile, evil, America-hating administration, I don't even know what you're made out of. If you can't galvanize and promote and recruit people to vote for Mitt Romney, we're done. We'll be a suburb of Indonesia next year. Our president, attorney general, our vice president, Hillary Clinton, they're criminals. They're criminals. And if you take that adamant, we the people, defiance, remember, we're Americans because we defied the king. We didn't negotiate and compromise with the king. We defied the emperors. We are patriots. We are brave hearts. We need to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November. Any questions?
A little bit more coming up on Nugent in the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Osella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
I'm Doug Steffen. Ted Nugent making news and comment. News Talk Radio. Here's host Bill Carroll, who finds Nugent's rant entertaining, doesn't understand why the Secret Service is getting involved at all.
What I don't understand is the Secret Service is going to investigate him? Really? Seriously? Because what? They think he knows where the best hookers in Michigan are? Why are they going to? Why do they need to meet? Does anybody really believe Ted Nugent is a threat to the President of the United States of America? Seriously. If the President of the United States of America was a deer in the woods in Michigan, yes. Serious threat. I've always had a grudging respect for him. I like the way he speaks his mind. And I liked his music in his heyday, absolutely. And I agree with some of his political beliefs. He's a tad extreme, as you'll hear when he talks to the National Rifle Association. He looks down on Tea Partiers as being too liberal for him. You know he's probably got a 3,000-square-foot bunker out there in the Detroit area somewhere, and it's fully stacked up for when the apocalypse comes. And he's armed to the teeth. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we all know this about Ted Nugent, right? Or not? This is not a news flash you're hearing. Ted Nugent, very conservative, a little bit nutty, and really outspoken. But the Secret Service, come on. It's just ridiculous. They need a little more help for the credibility of this than this investigation will help them with this week. Come on, this is a bad idea. Ted is standing by his words. He says he's going to meet with the Secret Service. Absolutely, I'll meet with them. And I'll be very polite, he says. He'll answer all their questions. He'll be as polite as he can be, which is very... But he's saying he stands by his speech. Here's what he said about it. It's 100% positive. It's about we, the people, taking back our American dream from the corrupt monsters in the federal government under this administration and the communist czars that the president has appointed. I've never in my life threatened anyone's life, he added. Now, some of that, the statement I just read, I agree with. Some of it I don't.
And if there's a dead soldier, an airman, a marine, a seaman, a hero of the military that just got his legs blown off for the U.S. Constitution, and we got a president and attorney general who doesn't even like the Constitution. We got four Supreme Court justices who don't believe in the Constitution. Does everybody know here that four of the Supreme Court justices not only determined you don't have the right to keep and bear arms, four Supreme Court justices signed their name to a declaration that Americans have no fundamental right to self-defense?
Communist, somebody other. Communist. When did Ted Nugent, by the way, make the transition from cool rock star to old man? Doesn't he sound really old there to you?
60th birthday?
He just turned 60. He's not that old. He sounds 85. If you don't know, 25 people, 2,000 people who can just get you to vote for Mitt Romney, doesn't he?
Here's host John Sylvester talking about Nugent's comments, suggesting he will either be dead or in jail if the president is reelected.
What did he say, that he'll be either in jail or dead by next year? I understand political rhetoric. I understand hyperbole. But how else could you equate that with the rest of this?
But if you can't go home and get everybody in your lives to clean house in this vile, evil, America-hating administration, I don't even know what you're made out of. If you can't galvanize and promote and recruit people to vote for Mitt Romney, we're done. We'll be a suburb of Indonesia next year.
Ironic for a man who supports politicians regularly that are some of the biggest... by the way, how many jobs do you think Mitt Romney sent to Indonesia? We continue.
President and Attorney General, our Vice President Hillary Clinton, they're criminals. We are patriots. We are Braveheart. We need to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November. Any questions?
Okay. Chop their heads off clearly could be viewed as a political term. In other words, end their political careers. You still shouldn't use it. Some black minister at the rally yesterday said something about chopping Walker's head off, and I just cringed because you shouldn't say that. You just shouldn't. You shouldn't say that. Our side shouldn't say it. Their side shouldn't say it. What I find most interesting about Ted Nugent's comments, though, is he said he will either be dead or in jail this time next year if Barack Obama gets elected. Then he went on to say that we should chop their heads off. What does he mean by that? Again, I understand political hyperbole, but what does he mean? What is he going to do? Or are those just words to get somebody else to do something? Personally, I think he should be investigated seriously for threatening the president's life. Ted, you play the Dodge County Fair. That doesn't make you Mel Gibson and Braveheart.
Seems to me that President Obama expanded gun rights more than any president in history when he failed to re-sign the assault weapons ban.
Yeah, he also let the law that let people carry concealed weapons in federal parks.
So what are these guys complaining about? It's obviously just a bunch of racists. At this point, it is the new Ku Klux Klan.
Up next, we turn our focus to the latest on the Secret Service sex scandal. That's here on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro
microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We talk every day and on the weekend as well about what talk radio and talk television is focusing on. And that certainly includes this week, that Secret Service sex scandal in Colombia. From CNN, Brian Todd talks about the national security issues related to the scandal.
They arrived in Colombia 48 hours before the president. Then the Secret Service agents went out for drinks in several groups, according to officials with knowledge of the investigation. And some allegedly brought prostitutes back to their hotel. House Homeland Security Chairman Peter King says a dispute over money later broke out. He told Wolf Blitzer it's what happened in the interim that worries him.
What these 11 agents did puts any president at risk, puts themselves at risk, leaves themselves open to blackmail and to threats.
Or to being compromised for sensitive information. Experts are concerned that with the Secret Service agents, there was the potential for a so-called honey trap.
You use someone who's very attractive, and it might be a she, and it's also sometimes a he. You need to know your target.
Eric O'Neill knows how a law enforcement or intelligence official can be compromised. He's a former FBI counterintelligence officer who took down FBI agent Robert Hansen, who was spying for the Russians. O'Neill was portrayed by Ryan Phillippe in the Hollywood movie Breach. He says prostitutes or others have often been used to steal crucial information.
When they get them in those compromising situations, how do they get the information?
Some guys just have a problem when they're in an intimate situation with beautiful women and they feel flattered. They engage in pillow talk. They want to sound impressive. And you might get innocuous questions from the prostitute or the spy, and you might receive pretty good answers in response, more than you expected. The other thing is when the guy's not looking, look around the room. Take a quick scan and grab.
There's no evidence yet that the agents were blackmailed or compromised. U.S. government sources say the agents under investigation were not part of the president's protective detail. One former Secret Service agent says he doesn't think they were targeted for intelligence.
They just simply don't have the information that would be valuable to one of those services to go to this extent.
A federal law enforcement official with knowledge of operations tells us Secret Service agents use secure facilities while traveling to store sensitive documents, even weapons.
But O'Neill says any Secret Service officer has basic information that U.S. adversaries can use. They know the schedules, routes, routines, even the president's favorite color.
A Secret Service spokesman tells us the possibility of a breach is part of what he calls a comprehensive investigation with no limits.
Taco's Brian Thomas talks about some of the interesting remarks Congressman Peter King has made about the agents involved in this scandal.
My favorite quote, though, so far in this one, and there's a lot of them, Representative Peter King, he is a lawmaker that's looking into this, says he's spoken to some of the folks. Says, you know, some of the Secret Service folks. So investigators in Columbia for the Secret Service were interviewing the women that were involved. And Mr. King said, so far there's no information that any of them that were involved with any narco-terrorist group or any organized crime, nor is there any indication that the women were looking for the men. In other words, targeting Secret Service men, which would be pretty easy to target if you're hanging out in the bar going, yeah, I'm Secret Service, I'm in town to protect the President of the United States of America.
Oh, what an interesting profession. $47.
And you say you're a garbage man.
Oh, interesting profession. $47.
Anyway, the quote that I thought was funny, King said that he understood that each of the 11 agents took a woman back to the room. And reports are that maybe as many as 21. But here it is. This is what Mr. King said, quote, a number of the agents are saying they did not consider them prostitutes, close quote.
Right.
Oh, maybe I should look up the definition of prostitution. You mean when you pay for sexual relations with a woman, that is called prostitution? That's right. You keep telling yourself that. Can't go tell your wife if you can convince her. What was the quote we had in the paper the other day? That it was the airline flight attendants or whatever, and flying the Secret Service guys down there, they were heard to have said, wheels up, rings off.
Up next, more on the Secret Service sex scandal with your thoughts at 800-510-8255, and more on the passing of Dick Clark here on The Countdown.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Grandpa!
Hey,
there
he is.
What appearance.
Oh,
unfortunately. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Doug Steffen back with the continuation of this hour of the Talk Radio Review, discussion of the hot hits, what's going on in talk radio and talk television. So we have now to go back into this discussion of the Secret Service sex scandal. Peter Tilden on his radio program. Here he talks to former White House Communications Director Richard Barnett about his experience with the Secret Service.
Richard Barnett is joining us. Richard, I understand you were a communication director for a president. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was a presidential communications officer for Richard Nixon, 1970 through 1974.
And you had to travel with the Secret Service, work with those guys?
Yes. I was a member of what was called the White House Communications Agency that works closely, hand-in-hand, with the political advance people and also the Secret Service. We provided all the communication support for the president, for the Secret Service, for the White House Press Corps, and all, a cast of thousands, you know, with the president all over the world.
I can only imagine what your take is on this. So up to 20, the latest news is, up to 21 women were brought to a Colombian hotel in Cartagena, and they have now 11 agents involved, some military involved, and it started out, they were talking about these women were $47 a night, which times 21 women is $987, which is still, that's not a lot of money when you see what the GSA is throwing around. But here, guys, and I said it jokingly before, but not so much. These guys are filled with testosterone. They got guns, earpieces. They are supposed to throw themselves in front of a bullet for the president. There's a lot of testosterone surging around there. So here they are in a country where prostitution is legal. Does this seem like something that's gone on, or do you expect that it has gone on, or did you see it go on?
I'm appalled by this story and by their behavior. I was in the presence. First of all, whenever you go on a trip, there is a so-called advance team. That's right. A small group of people that go out to the intended destination, and they develop an itinerary for the president. Then, once that's been developed, the trip is scheduled, and a group of 30 communications personnel, a team of Secret Service people, and then political advance people go out and set things up in advance. It varies. I was on a trip to Russia. We went out 30 days in advance. But a trip like this, with technology and satellite communications, they apparently go out about a week ahead of time. And they get everything straightened out, lined up, so to speak, and then there's some dead time. However, I never, ever saw anything that came anywhere close to this. They were all, as we used to say when I was in Vietnam, straight arrows. These men were the cream of the crop. Morally, they were all handsome. They were all educated. They all had top secret clearances. They had a lot to lose. And their first and foremost objective was to
protect the president.
So I'm appalled by this.
Are you appalled by it? 800-510-8255. Some of your calls coming up as the line begins to lengthen here on the countdown. 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us. Go to the listen box if you care to at DougStephan.com. Find the stories. And you can also find out how to reach us by commenting on Twitter and Facebook. 800-510-TALK. Okay, here is host Sue Henry talking to Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania about the amount of attention being focused on another scandal, the GSA scandal.
You actually have been widely quoted about something they said at this hearing, which was you were glad that things that happen in Las Vegas don't stay there. What is the, why is there so much attention on this right now? I mean, the world has a lot of different things that are going on. There are misspendings everywhere. Why has this captured the attention of Congress in such a dramatic way?
Well, I think this is more of an indicator of the recklessness that takes place inside this beltway. And you know, when we talk about that, people say, geez, you guys are concerned. It's only $820,000 that they spent. And that's the problem. Those of us came from the private sector, we don't misspend one penny of money. But when you start wasting $823,000 of taxpayer money, somebody better be alert, and somebody better be taking a look at it. And so while people say, well, this is just one of many things, I'm saying that's the problem. That's the problem. And if we don't get more people from the private sector, people that understand how hard it is to make a dollar and that you always measure twice and spend once, we're not going to see a change in Washington. So whenever I came to Washington, I didn't come from Pennsylvania to become part of the Washington culture. I came to Washington to make sure that Washington understands that there's another culture outside the Beltway that does hold you accountable and does say you're responsible for everything that you do and you are the custodian and the steward of the taxpayers' money. Better spend it the right way. So I think what we're doing is what we're supposed to be doing. We're watchdogs. Part of the oversight is to really take a good long look at how taxpayer money is being spent. And we look at people that we've asked them to tighten their belts. We've asked them, hey, you're going to have to feel the pain a little bit more. And then you come down here and you find out these people don't have a clue about what it means to tighten your belt. And you know what? When you're spending somebody else's money, that's a very easy thing to do. And when you're not held accountable for wrongdoing, you continue to do it. And that's why we're weighing in on this heavily. And what I'm afraid of, so I got to tell you, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is a culture in this time that says you can spend anything you want anytime you want it. We're borrowing 42 cents on every dollar we spend right now. But you know what? Hey, keep on doing it. You know, this merry-go-round is going to continue on spinning. It's not. And the reason we came here was to stop the way this town does business and start doing it the way it's done back home of watching every penny that we spend.
You know, there's a guy who, I don't know him, have not heard of Congressman Mike Kelly before, but those of you in Pennsylvania in his district ought to be happy, based on what he said there, that you have him as your rep. He's hit the nail on the head. He has told you what the problem is. Tip of the iceberg, you all know, you hear me drone on incessantly about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It makes a mockery, a joke, out of those people who are asking those who are wealthier to pay more in taxes. In fact, it makes a joke out of the tax system. It makes a joke out of the government because of the difference between the way businesses have to operate and the way these people continue to operate in the face of the overwhelming hole that has been dug thanks to the overspending, overzealousness of the government to be involved in everything that you do. It ought to be condemned by every thinking American. Really. 800-510-8255. That's my take on it. The Secret Service says three employees are leaving over the Columbia scandal. Is that enough? They're trying to quell the furor over the scandal in Congress and in the country. Secret Service agents leaving. Two supervisors implicated in the prostitution scandal. The investigation continues. So what's, again, is this part of the culture, as that congressman suggested? They spend and spend the GSA. By the way, this is, well, I can go off on my own horse here, my own happy, unhappy horse, forever and ever. What are you doing about this in your own local community? What kind of waste, fraud, and abuse is there if your town or city, whatever the government is in your town, are they watching the pennies? Or do they have lots of unnecessary employees doing lots of unnecessary things? What do you think? Have you investigated there? That's where it begins. Jeff listens in Elmira, New York, to the countdown. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've lived around the country in a lot of communities. Politicians and the developers and innovators line their pockets and make the laws for themselves. But the Secret Service, they not only put the president and a lot of people in danger, they put the whole United States people, and we have nuclear weapons and our military and our weaponry and our security and stuff like that, our militaries and put us in jeopardy like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a point. You're right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. I actually smirked, I think, when I heard a speech with the president of Ohio saying he spent the last 3 years cleaning up the mess the Republicans have made. Really, Mr. President? The Democrats don't do any of this stuff that we're talking about here. The GSA scandal just happened when Bush was president. This thing has been like this forever. Bush probably didn't help it any because of the sycophants that were around him. But you think it's the mess the Republicans left? How dare you? 800-510-8255. Like the Democrats are all clean. The political system is sick. Both sides are at fault. What are you doing about fixing it up? Imagine a country that didn't have corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse, in which you could actually pay and feel good about paying whatever taxes you had to pay. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
800-510-8255. Scandal situations. Couple of good ones cooking. Here's Haley in Washington with a focus on the GSA.
I'm a veteran, and I'm looking at the amount that you said, $3,800. And I look at what I make a month, and this is literally every month. As a permanently disabled veteran who is unemployable, I get a very nice pension. I won't say the exact amount, but roughly with all of the disability that I acquire every month, I make roughly $3,700 to $3,800 a month. It is just me. I have no children. I have no spouse. And I have a hard time making it. So when I look at them wasting that vast amount of money, and I know that, well, I'm getting shoddy health care at the VA. They're losing our records. What if they had more money? Because that's the complaint they always have when I say, well, why don't we have better doctors and nurses, and why don't we have better treatment? Why don't we have dental coverage? As a 100% unemployable veteran, I should at least have dental coverage, but I don't. And so when I see them going through all of this waste, if you think about that amount, almost $1 million per organization in Washington, because they're all wasting at that expense. There's an article a few weeks ago, I believe, about some trips that the Obamas had taken that were put on the taxpayer dollars, and that disturbed me. But Then I look at the same thing is happening in the Republican Party, and as a Republican, it offends me because they're representing me, supposedly, and my views of America. But how are they representing me when I would never spend that wastefully?
Yep. You're so right, Haley. And that is, I think, a pretty good reflection of not only my point of view, but many people who are listening right now. Christopher in Florida, more on the GSA spending scandal.
I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. This is a culture in Washington that believes they can take individuals' money. It doesn't matter if you make $10,000 a year or $1 million a year, and use it however they want, give it to whoever they want to empower, and then come up with ideas like, okay, well, you only make $10,000 a year, so we'll give you something back. And then say to somebody who makes $1 million a year, well, you make $1 million a year, so you should pay more in taxes. And that's not fair. If you go to church, if you go to a Christian church, and a lot of people believe that you have to give 10% of your income to the church. If you make $1 million, you only have to give 10%. If you make $10,000, you only have to give 10%. That's fair. This culture is not fair. You cannot take money out of a millionaire and say, okay, you make a lot of money, so you have to give money back to a poor person. This is not a fair system in this country.
Yeah, and the people who are there want to make it more unfair. It's pretty deceitful, actually, when you get right down to the bottom line. So lots of food for thought when it comes to this sort of thing. Big story this week. As the week develops, the life and legacy of Dick Clark will be much in focus. He has passed away at the age of 82, and more on that coming up here on The Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And now, here he is, the star of our show, Dick Bowen!
Thank you. Thank you, Celine. You have the most magnificent eyes I've seen in a long time. Nice job. By the way, if you're not going to be too busy for the next hour or so, why don't you come and join the granddaddy of all the popular music of the day, American Bandstand, with our special guest today, Al Martino and the Young Rascals. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Sounded as smooth then. That was the first American Bandstand in 1966. That show continued until the late 80s, if memory serves me correctly. And he always had that smoothness, that sense of timing, the ease and the control that he had, I think, not only about his own delivery, but himself in front of people. Have been with him a number of times over the years, and felt badly. Well, I mean, we're all going to deal with this in a different way because he's such an icon. So that was a moment from the mid-1960s. Here, Dick Clark counts down the new year, this past year.
10, 9, 8, 7...
There'll be a lot of time devoted in the next couple of days to the life and the times of Dick Clark, what he brought to us in a cultural way, that look that he had. Even at 82, even after the stroke, there was something fresh and pleasant about his face. And how many other programs can you think of? Game shows, the countdown at Times Square, and the early things that he did, radio, television. He was brought to St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica, and he had a heart attack. Apparently, he was admitted actually for a pretty minor procedure. The performance after his 2004 stroke is something that's sort of legend in the broadcast business. Simon Cowell paid tribute to Dick Clark.
Without Bandstand, without Dick, there would be no American Idol. And that's why tonight, Dick, I'm joining the cast of people who want to honor and salute you for everything you've achieved. Dick, you are a gentleman, you are incredibly clever, and basically you are the man.
This was the 37th Daytime Emmys when a number of people who are current performers gave the tip of the hat to Dick, and among those include, I guess, the sounds of Ryan Seacrest. Be good here.
It was said that I would be Dick's eventual successor. Believe me, if I lived to be 300, I could never fill your shoes. I personally want to thank you for what you've done for our industry, for music, and for me. I'm proud to be your friend, and I love you, Dick.
And so a lot of people think Ryan Seacrest, this isn't about Ryan Seacrest, he's made it because of his connection. But Ryan Seacrest, one of the smartest people I know, who he's aligned himself with. But people are interested in what he has to say about Dick Clark, so that's relevant. Here's Donny Osmond paying a tribute to Dick Clark.
I first appeared on Bandstand as a member of the Five Osmond Brothers, and then later when I teamed up with my sister Marie. Dick, you've always been an inspiration and a mentor to me. You taught me how to host a legendary game show. You taught me how to co-host a talk show. And how to always put entertainment first before celebrity. Your contribution, Dick, in my life, as well as so many other people's lives in the world of television, will never be forgotten. Thank you, Dick Clark.
I always liked having conversations on the air with Dick Clark. Here he talks to me about how lucky his life has been. The number one guy, Dick Clark. There's no such thing as retirement, is there?
I mean, I have been very, very lucky. I mean, Bandstand, 38 years. The Pyramid Show was 17. Bloopers is over 20 now. New Year's Rockin' Eve is 30 years old. The American Music Awards, 30 years. You know, I fell into something that I love to do. They pay me to do it, and it's been long-lasting. Can't get any better.
And here he is thanking everybody for American Bandstand at the Emmys.
Did I write that for you?
Yes. It was a little long, but...
No, what I wanted to do was thank all of the artists and all the kids who appeared on American Bandstand while it was on the air for almost 40 years.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
So New Year's Rockin' Eve, he created that. American Bandstand... He made it work. Pyramid game shows, bloopers and practical jokes with Ed McMahon. Pretty neat life and a lot of accomplishments. Dick Clark here on the Countdown.